All right, so I'm back. I don't know if the other one even got posted. I don't know how this live thing works, actually. So it said it was finished, but I don't know where it put it. I'm not a fan of phone apps, regardless of the program you're using. I don't like them for podcasting. I don't like them for video editing. I just don't like them for email. Nothing. I like my desktop. I like a little bit of real estate. I'm old, so I can see. But anyway, I'm hoping it got out there and some of you got a chance to listen to what I was ranting about. And the big premise is, really what the fuck is going on in the Middle East? Why is Netanyahu being such a tyrant? And, when you really study history, you see that the country of Palestine, or now Israel, was around when the Canaanites were running around on the planet, thousands of years ago. And the Jews were there. They were, from the tribe of Judea and the Canaanites, and they all lived together. And then all of a sudden, the Zionists today sit there and go, "This is our land because God gave it to us." It's like, well, first of all, you guys are still reading the Old Testament. I don't see any contracts or any promissory notes or any deed or title, any of that yet. So for you to say that God gave you the land is really kind of up for debate. And history would show that they may have a little ownership in it because they were there. But the Arabs were in Palestine for a long time under the Ottoman Empire. So they all lived together and got along really fine. And then, people have said, well, there were no Palestinian people until recently. And I was like, well, there weren't any American people that we could say, I'm an American, for quite a while until the Constitution, 1776, when we became the United States of America. So I find that reasoning kind of vacant of facts and reality. So do they have a right to live? Sure. Does Israel have a right to live and have towns and cities there? Sure. And so do the Arabs and the Palestinians. So what's the big deal? Can't we all just get along? I mean, to me, as I read it, when people go, well, God gave all this land, and we don't really know where those boundaries were, actually. I mean, it didn't really spell it out, longitude and latitude back then. So did God give them all of the land? How much of it? Like the whole world, So I just look at it as it's like, you live there, they live there. You could do a two-state solution, but neither party wants that. According to the Balfour Agreement, they were supposed to share the land and live together and not molest each other and harass each other. And then all of a sudden, it's almost like somebody like a squatter moves into your house in New York. And then because you weren't there for a while or you didn't have any legal representation on what was going on, they own your house now. And then they start throwing you out. And then, any rental properties, they think they own them too because they live in the same house you lived in. And it's just like, you can see that it's all kind of BS. Israel has a right to exist and to be sovereign, and they have a right to self-defense. But I've studied self-defense laws, and if somebody walks up and sucker punches you and knocks you out at a bar and you're not paying attention, once you wake up, you can't go back up to the bar and start a fight with him. That makes you the aggressor. See, self-defense is when you're standing there mano a mano going, come on, let's do this. Do you want to throw blows? Come on, you first. No, you first. And then it might, calm down, or it might escalate into an all-out brawl. But that's self-defense. They're coming at you. You step to them. You get in a fight, it's over. But if somebody breaks a beer bottle over your head, and then your friends are like, I think it was that guy at the bar, and you go start to fight, you will be arrested for assault. And you can sit there and go, well, it was self-defense. He hit me first. It's like, oh, yeah. The witnesses all say he hit you about an hour ago, and then you came back from the hospital and started a fight with him. That's not self-defense. That's called assault. So, you know, when Gaza was attacking Israel, they could have turned around and attacked back, you know, and went to war. But you wait, you know, months or weeks or days, then it's no longer self-defense. And it's not proportional. Just because some guy hit you, maybe in a bar fight and didn't even mean to hit you, but it knocked you out. And then you're like, well, that dumb son of a bitch. And then you go to his house and set it on fire. And then when he comes out, you shoot him. And then when his kids come out, you shoot them. And then the neighbor, who happens to be his brother, comes out and is like, hey, man, what are you doing? And you shoot him. And pretty soon you kill everyone on the neighborhood for even knowing him. That is not self-defense. I mean, if you dumb it down for most, you know, us, and you look at it without all the highfalutin words that, you know, these fucking commentators and spokesmen for the White House and everything want to do, you know, the reality is it's not proportional, you know. So Israel, you know, hit a target there in, I guess it was in, I don't know, was it? It wasn't in Iran, but it was an Iranian consulate. And so it was part of their embassy. It was right next to their embassy on the same property. So it's like, you know, blowing up my barn. Well, it's still my barn because it's on my property. It's just not my house is called my embassy, but my barn is called a consulate. It's still mine. It's still against international law. And so Iran hit back. They're just like, okay. And Iran gave them plenty of notice. See, Israel just hit that consulate, killing two people and wounding a bunch of others without warning. But Iran goes in there and they're like, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And here's when we're going to do it. And we're just going to aim at a few military targets. We're not going to hit anything that belongs to America, like military bases and shit. We're just going to do that. And that's kind of measured. And can we forget about this? And can we be cool? Well, apparently not. Oh, I see Tars entered the studio and Hassan entered the studio. I don't know if entered the studio means in the comments or what. Anyway, welcome. So I look at this as all a big clusterfuck. And it's been going on for thousands of years, so we really don't have a clue. You know, it's like going to your friend's house and getting involved in their family dispute. And they're like, dude, you didn't know my grandfather. You don't know my father. You don't know what went on. So mind your own business and we'll work it out. And honestly, Iran has been nothing but cool for quite a while. In fact, I remember when the Shah of Iran was deposed or stepped down or whatever the fuck happened back then. You know, I was still in high school smoking pot. The Ayatollah at the time said, no, we don't want those nuclear weapons, because I guess the Shah had, you know, a lot of U.S. armament because he was our puppet. And they basically sent them all back. It's like the Shah back then, or not the Shah, the Ayatollahs thought that nuclear weapon was pretty much evil and they didn't want it. And they still don't. They use nuclear power for energy and stuff like that, even though they're a giant oil producer. I mean, it's still smart to have not all your eggs in one basket. So, you know, everybody's like, oh, Iran, they're all this and they're all that. It's like, really, do you know any of them? Because I went to college with some of them. They're pretty damn cool people. I've known a lot of Russians. They're pretty damn cool people. I don't think I've met too many Ukrainians, but I'm sure they're all pretty cool. But you get the State Department involved and you got a bunch of agendas going on, like Victoria Nuland, you know, and her grandfather hated, you know, Russia because of some fucking bullshit. So, you know, you don't know what's going on. They could be lying to you. And how would you know? So I look at it as, you know, this is all weird bullshit. And we need to I don't know. I just pushed a button on my phone and it's freaking out. So anyway, you know, we need to get control of our country. Fuck the world, everyone else. They're all doing fine, making money, producing oil, making us happy, making big screen TVs for us in America to be happy. So why don't we leave everyone alone? Because we really aren't that good at running other countries. In fact, we're not even that good at running our own country. So that's where I'm going to leave it. You know, we're heading for dark times. Now, I've felt that and believed that since 1978 when I became a prepper. And so it doesn't mean we're going to actually end up having Armageddon or Teotihuacan or shit hit the fan. But it does look worser than it did when I was in high school and when I thought the world was going to end for very kind of abstract reasons, because, you know, all the planets were going to align and then it was going to cause people to freak out because of the gravitational pull and we were going to all kill each other. Well, that didn't happen. But now we're looking at economic collapse, social collapse, world collapse. I mean, nobody's our friend, so we would probably be wise to leave the party kind of quietly so no one knows we're gone and they don't fucking follow us out and kick our ass. That's just my opinion. So you guys all take it easy. Post some comments or something like that in my comment board on live stream or however that works. And you guys all take it easy. If you were in the studio, whatever that means, and you wanted to call in or something like that, I don't know how to do that, but I will continue to try and learn. Hope you guys all have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.